Blog Talk Radio.
Great is your mercy.
Oh, I want your glory. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Show me your power. Less of me and more of you. Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I want your glory.
Sunday service.
Amen. Welcome, everyone.
Yes, I am Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
We just want to welcome you all.
Yes, welcome, everyone, here to Sunday service. You know, we are so glad to be with you.
Yes.
With you all. We're just so excited.
Oh, to be in the land of the living.
To be here. The land of the living.
Ooh,
to be able to
God.
to be in service, that means something. You know, there's so many doors that has been temporarily closed. But God did not close the doors for us. He still,
the doors of the church are still open because we are the church. And as long as you are open to receiving and to give, the church is still open. The doors.
That's why I'm so happy.
My Lord.
Happy to be able to be in this place, to be on this platform, joined with every single one that's in church today.
So open up your church right now.
Open it up.
Open yourself up. You are the church in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and receive.
Who can separate you from the love of God?
No one.
No one.
No one. The Bible says no one can snatch you out the hands of God. And that alone just makes me excited.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm excited.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Yes.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
And we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
And be thankful.
And every day.
Hallelujah.
And every day God renews that mercy and grace is renewed every day.
Every single day.
That means you don't run out.
My Lord.
That's not running out of mercy and grace.
My heart is just filled. And I know there's a lot morning hearts are just filled yesterday to make it to a day where we can worship together.
My Lord, we just thank God right now because so many have counted this day, even their birthday, and they didn't make it to see this day. And I'm just so grateful because we take life for granted. We really do because we act like things, sometimes we take life so for granted, we act like nothing can happen to us.
That's right.
Nothing can touch us. We see it on the news, we hear about it, but when it hit home, just be grateful that it didn't come knocking at your door, that it didn't hit your home. But God, we just thank God this morning. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
To be here to see you, my husband, to be able to look into your eyes and hear your voice. I mean, we take those things for granted as married couples.
I'm excited. Hallelujah.
Because think about it. Some people have lost their spouses, their wives, their husbands, and they don't have a chance to, you know, just say, I love you, to look into their eyes and to speak. You know, people they're dealing with being lonely. And, you know, it's real. It's realization. And if you just take the moment, you know, I'm helping myself this morning.
Yeah.
And I hope I'm helping one of you all or someone on the line today. You know, just don't take life for granted of who you have in your life. You know, you know, be upset all day, every day with that person as a person because you just never know.
Yeah.
You never know when you won't have that opportunity to look them in their eyes, to hear their voice again, to feel your husband or wife's breath on your face. And so I'm just blessed this morning. I'm excited. Yeah. Welcome you all.
Yes, welcome.
Welcome. If it's your first time being here at Sunday service with us at the Gospel Public Ministries on this platform, please press one. We want to personally welcome you. We want to welcome you, Pastor, myself. We want to welcome you today to Sunday service. I know our church family has to invite a guest, so I want to welcome our guests. I do see that you're here in service.
Amen.
Some people don't want to be recognized. You know, they don't want to, you know, stand up in church and say, I'm a guest. It's my first time. But it's okay. We want to welcome you anyway. Welcome you. God bless you. May God continue to strengthen you and grow you in the spirit so that you may be strong to stand against the devil in the evil day because we're living in an evil time.
That's right.
Whether you want to, you know, come to realization or believe it or not, it is definitely the time that we live in. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Right.
We love you and ain't nothing you can do about it. Welcome, my mother. I see Sister Dillard in church this afternoon. God bless you and your home. I do see that Sister Jackson is in church and Sister Darvina Dudley is in church. God bless you all and others. We see that you're here. So we just want to thank God for you all. You know, later here in service, we will be praying for anyone that needs prayer. It's on my heart. You know, the Bible says man should always be praying. So we should always be praying for one another. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous availeth much.
Yeah.
And so we just thank God to have someone to, you know, intercede with you or come into agreement with you. That's so important. Don't go at things alone, you all. This is on my heart. A lot of us are trying to go at life and things of this life alone. God did not mean for us to be alone at no point in time. So don't try to go at it alone. Touch and agree with somebody that you can trust in prayer to pray with you, to help you through that. Again, the Bible says the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And you know what else? You know, when you pray and then you come together with me and pray, so we're using God's power. How much power can 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 people use?
Yes,
you can use a lot of God's power. You can gain some ground, and things will be moved in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Again, welcome. Let us pray at this time as we begin to pray. Listen, and just allow the Holy Spirit to move right now. Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for your mercy and your grace, oh God. We thank you for everyone that's here in Sunday service, Father God, and those who purpose their heart to be here, oh God. Those that are on the web that are dialing in right now, Lord God, to receive your word, not my word, Father God, but your word. And God, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you touch every heart right now in service, oh God. Oh Lord, we ask for divine intervention right now, Father God, intervene in every situation and circumstance of our life, Father God, and turn it around for our good right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
yes,
Father God,
in
we
the
come
name
to
of Jesus.
For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, we come withholding nothing, oh God. We come surrendering all over to you, our mind, body, soul, and spirit.
Yes,
says yes to your way, your will, your plan, your purpose of our life, oh God. Oh, Father God, let thy will be done, oh God. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. Oh, Father God, we ask,
yes,
oh God, that you continue to speak them, oh God. Lord, we pray for supernatural strength right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, some of us are weak in our spirit, oh God. So, Lord, I pray right now that you would strengthen our spirit, man, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, strengthen every bone in our body, oh God. Let our heart beat the rhythm of life right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, send your word, oh God, and we shall be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father God. We thank you enough again. Still, we thank you, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we bless your name, oh God. We give you all honor, praise, and glory. We give you all the admiration, oh God. We exalt your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, oh God. Oh Father God, help on today, oh God. Lord, we pray for your help, Lord God. Lord, help us and our family members and loved ones, oh God. All that are in church right now, Father God. Lord, help right now, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now for your present help and for the help that is on the way, oh God. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now for your daughter, oh God, for Helen Manny, oh God, that's in church service this afternoon, oh God. Lord, we pray her strength right now, Father God, you will continue to strengthen her and be with her. We call up on you, Jehovah Shammah, the comfort on every side. We call up on you, Jehovah Rapha, heal those, oh God, that are sick in their bodies, in their mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for you are the Lord who heals. We call up on you, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. Let peace come and be still. Let peace overtake us right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. Oh Lord, we trust in you, oh God. We give it all over to you right now, oh Lord, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all our needs are met right now, that there's no lack of your goodness operating through and about our life, that we can decree and declare that wealth and riches are in our home, and we are going from glory to glory to glory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, touch our minds right now. Lord Jesus, we ask according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds right now with the blood of Jesus and clear out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and are destined for our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives and the lives of our loved ones, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you right now, Heavenly Father, to give us and each person that's on the line today in church service, Lord, give us clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, oh God, according to John 16 and 23. Father God, we can't thank you enough against you. We thank you because you're God that's able,
Lord
God. You're God that can do all things but fail. Oh, Lord, release your miracle working power right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Miracles of healing, miracles of deliverance, miracles of being set free, oh God. And I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. So we are healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you for the blood right now, the blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. According to 1 John 1 and 9, it allows us to come boldly to the throne room of grace. According to Hebrews 4 and 16, we are thankful for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that protects us, that cleanses us, that heals and delivers us, that sanctifies, redeems, and justifies, and makes all things new. We pray in the crap that we are new creatures in Christ, that the old has passed away and the new has come.
Yes,
and we shall walk in our newness, never to look back again. Oh, my Lord, my God, help us to release those things that are old and hold on to the new. In the name of Jesus Christ, count upon your words, and whatsoever we shall find on earth shall be bound on heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. According to Matthew 16 and 18, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind out evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, tormented, demonic spirits, and strong men. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind them in the presence of right now, and everyone that's on the Sunday service this evening, rebuke them, and we bind them and command them to stay there in the name of Jesus Christ. Devil, you're a liar. You don't have no words in our lives. We decree and declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that our minds are renewed by this morning, of this afternoon, and this evening, and all day long in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for so many things. We are thankful for the word is true and established in the heavens according to Matthew 24:35. That your mercy endures forever. According to your Psalms 118:1, that your grace is sufficient for us, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh God, we just want to say thank you, God. God is saying to you all today, get back up again. Some of us are staying there. God is saying, get back up again. I don't care how long you've been down. I don't care how long you've been hurt. I don't care how long you've been running and falling. God is saying, get back up and stand. Stand. Hold on and stand in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to stay there. You can get back up again. The word today, God is saying, get back up again. I'm speaking to someone in spirit today. Get back up again. You felt like I can't get up. I've been down too long. I've been wandering in this mess too long.
Yes,
but God is saying, my daughter, my son, get back up again. In the name of Jesus.
All things are new.
The old has passed away. So get back up again. Your old way was down. But your new way is up. Get back up again. In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being present with us always, oh God. Thank you for the gifts of the Spirit, oh God. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, gifts, and healing, workings of miracles and prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse tribes of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. Oh God, we stand on your word. Thank you, Lord God, for the fruits of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. According to your word in Galatians 5:22, thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, higher, higher, higher. God, we just can't thank you enough. My Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
On this life, oh God. Somebody need to hear from you, oh God. Somebody need a touch from you on today.
Touch
right now, oh God. Touch on this line, oh God. Move, oh Lord. Touch every mind, oh God. Some of us are dealing with depression and anxiety, oh God. Some of us are dealing with mental illness of the mind, oh God. Let us be delivered right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, your word says that you've given us the power and the authority, oh God, to speak those things, they shall be established in our life. So we speak
deliverance right now
in the name of Jesus Christ. Power is in your mouth.
All you got to do is
open your mouth and believe in the name of Jesus Christ and receive your healing right now. Decree and declare of yourself, your body is strengthened, you are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Sickness, you are liar. You may have no hold of us. Loose your hold right now. We bind every sickness and disease that revives and bacteria.
We bind you right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
And we loose you right now. So go with
you,
Jesus. Bring you to never return. In the name Holy of
Spirit,
Jesus
we loose
Christ.
You right
oh,
now.
God,
in
I
the
just
name.
Want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that right now that you've created a clean heart in us, that you renewed a right spirit within us, that you made all things pass away and all things anew, that you did not cast it away from your presence and you did not take your Holy Spirit away from us when we failed you, oh God. We thank you for your mercy that endures forever. You restored us to the joy of your salvation. According to your word in Psalm 51:10-13, your joy is our strength. According to Nehemiah 8:10, oh God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you that right now we can put
thank
on the full
Lord.
Armor of God and walk in it and live in it. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for it is written in Psalm 103 that we will not forget all of your benefits, oh God. You forgave all of our sins and healed all of our diseases, oh God. You redeemed our lives from destruction. You have crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies. You satisfy our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. You are merciful and gracious, full to anger and plenteous in mercy. You have not dealt with us according to our iniquities, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, as well as the heaven is high
thank
above the
Lord.
So great is your mercy, oh God. Towards us and we fear you, oh God. And towards the east and towards the west, oh God. You have thrown our sins from us. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We decree and declare that we are more than conquerors this day.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Lord.
My Lord, my God. We will no longer listen to the devil. We will no longer walk in his ways. We will no longer be company of the devil. We will no longer let him in and have his way. We decree and declare that we are the righteousness of God, clothed with immense power.
Yeah.
And we walk in the name of Jesus Christ with the authority and power that you, Father God, has given us and not ourselves. We do not operate with the spirit of fear, for you did not give us a spirit of fear, but love and power and a sound mind. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that you order our steps according to Psalm 37 and 23, oh God.
Yes, we
acknowledge you, Heavenly Father, precious Jesus, and your precious Holy Spirit in all our ways, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we pray that your kingdom come right now, that your will be done over our families and everyone that's in service right now. We ask you to make your word stronger and greater, oh God, than our wills right now. We ask you to make us hunger and thirst after your righteousness according to Matthew 5 and 6. We stand on your promises as your children, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we just want to say thank you. Your word will not fail. Your word will not fail. For you. The Bible says that heaven and earth will disappear before your word comes back, Lord. So we stand on your word right now. For you sent your word. Your word was made manifest in the flesh, your son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God. Heavenly Father, we bless you, oh God.
Yes,
Heavenly Father,
Lord,
we give it all over to you. All glory, oh God. All honor, oh God, right now. We bless your name.
Yes, thank
we
you,
give this service over to you, oh God. We give it all over to you. It's not about us. It's not about things, but it's all about you, and we love you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Yes,
and it's in
you,
Jesus'
Lord,
name that we pray. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I have a
hallelujah.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it move on you right now. The Holy Spirit is present. Let it move on you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody just hold it. Right there, right there, right there. Right there. Let it move right now. Receive your deliverance right now. Be free, be free, be free. Free right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No more, no more. Be free, be free. Be free. The Bible said it is the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. Be free today. Be free today and for the rest of your life. Be free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At this time, we have scripture from Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to see you in your word, Father. We thank you, Father God, that every single word be your word, every single thought, every single feeling that's in our heart, it be of you and not of the enemy. Unclean thought, unclean spirit, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we pray that you allow scripture to interpret scripture for us, not to add or take anything away. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Scripture, I have a couple scriptures, not a lot of scripture, but I have a couple scriptures to be able to read this morning. You know, God put something on my heart early this morning, and I had to make sure that I blocked everything out just to be able to receive what God has for us, not just for me, but for us. Well, this morning, me and my wife, you know, we were up and we were in prayer. You know, we was posturing ourselves. We was preparing ourselves to enter into the kingdom of God, to enter into this place. Right now, where we at right now, we have entered into a place. So you have to prepare yourself. I mean, you're ready to go to work in the morning. You just don't get out of bed and just go to work. No, you prepare yourself to be ready to go to work in the morning so you can be efficient in all that you do and all that you're the reason why you're there. So this morning, you know, we were in prayer, and you know, the Holy Spirit showed me something. You know, that we are powerful thinkers. We are so powerful. We are powerful thinkers. So because that we are powerful thinkers, can we be both? Can you be both? Can you be a powerful thinker of God, and can you be a powerful thinker of the world or the the evilness of this world, or a powerful thinker of Satan. Can you be both at the same time? I was like, okay, well, all right. Well, let's see here. All right. Can light and darkness be in the same place at the same time? Now, if light and darkness was in the same place at the same time, there will be a constant battle with each other. Light and darkness will constantly battle with each other until whichever one is the strongest or whichever one is the most will win or take over that territory. Either the light is going to take over the territory if it was in a room or in a place, or either darkness is going to take over the territory if it was in the room and a place at the same time. So can we be both? Can you be in the light and be in the dark at the same time? Okay, so another question that I had, and the Holy Spirit showed me this morning, can truth and lies be in the same mouth? Can you tell the truth and tell a lie at the same time? Well, whichever one is the most empowered, it will flow out because the tongue is going to obey its master. So if truth, if that's the master that's inside of you, then the tongue will speak whatever the master tells him to speak. Now, if the master is lies, if the master is the liar, then the tongue is going to speak what his master, which is the liar, tell him to speak. So can two masters, can truth and lies be in the same mouth at the same time? Whichever one is the most powerful in your life or in your mouth will come out of you. And one more question that I have here, and we'll go directly in scripture. Can purity and impurity be in the same mind? Can you have a pure mind and an impure mind at the same time? Well, the answer to this question is, whichever one you desire, it will, and it already is, ruling your life. I'm going to tell you the reason why. Because the eyes, the ears, in the mouth, they all work together. Each of them, they work together, and you will release words or thoughts because of how you allow your mind to think or be conditioned. Whatever it is that you are laying eyes on, whatever it is that you are looking at, you will eventually say it because, like I said a little bit earlier, the tongue is going to obey the master, or whichever one in it is, if it's truth or if it's lies. So if you're looking at movies, you know, that have sexual explicitness in it, then guess what? Your mind is thinking about that. So you're talking about, you know, being pure in the mind. So you're not being pure in the mind because you're laying eyes on something and you're listening to something and you are desiring to see this, or desiring, you know, to be like that, or desiring to do it, because this is what you are paying the most attention to, and this is what you are putting in your mind, and you also are putting it in your heart. And these words and these thoughts and these feelings eventually will come out. Now, over here in scripture, I want y'all to go with me to the book of Deuteronomy. Go with me to the book of Deuteronomy, and we're gonna go right here to the Deuteronomy chapter 6. We'll start right here at verse 5. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5. It reads here, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." And I'll read 6 here. "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart." So now what these two scriptures are saying, see, you should definitely be pure in the mind, and you should be pure in heart. And the way you're being pure in the mind and being pure in the heart is not allowing yourself to try to be both. Not try to read the word of God and trust in the word of God, but you're reading other things and you're laying your eyes on other things. You're looking at all manner of sexual explicitness. You're
You're practicing all these unclean, unpure things. You're doing this here because whichever one is the most powerful, whichever one you desire to do the most, this will show up in your life. This will come out of your mouth. These are the thoughts and these are the feelings which you have. And Deuteronomy says right there, you shall love the Lord with all thy heart and with all thy mind and with all thy soul. And if you love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, that means you are keeping your mind pure. You're keeping your mind in a place where you can receive the word of God. You're keeping your mind in the place where you can think about the word of God, where you can believe the word of God, and you're not letting unpureness or uncleanness dwell in the place, the same place where you want the Spirit of God to dwell in. According to scripture right here, this says right here, last place I want us to go, the last place I want us to go is over to Proverbs. Once you go to Proverbs chapter 4, and over in Proverbs chapter 4, I want to show you something right here in Proverbs chapter 4. We'll start right here at verse 1. We'll read verse 1. It says, "Hear ye children the instructions of a father, and attend to knowing and understanding. For I give good doctrine, forsake ye not the law." And 3 says, "For I was the father of the son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother." It says, "He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live." 5 says, "Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth." 6 says, "Forsake her not, and she shall prevail thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee." 7 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." Let's read 11 right here.
Amen.
11 says, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right path. Now, see, right here what this is saying right here, when you have the instructions or you heed the instructions that comes from God, if you heed the instruction that comes from the Holy Spirit, see, the Holy Spirit, you know, it shows you wisdom. It gives you wisdom, and this is what's supposed to be in your mind. Now, see, when you have wisdom in your mind, see, what you have wisdom is on your mind. You have wisdom that's in your heart. And, see, you're not worried about all these things that are ungodly. See, wisdom, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, the Word of God, will keep all this other stuff away from you when you keep your eyes and keep your mind in this place. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. We just thank God for the word. Thank you, Pastor, for the scripture and the breakdown of the scripture. You all, if it's your first time being part of Sunday service when we have our scripture reading, it's more than just a scripture reading. It's definitely our lesson since we don't have like a Sunday school. So Pastor brings those scripture readings with a breakdown and understanding of what the word of God is saying at the same time. So we thank God for the new. As we walk into our new, I know some people are just not ready for the new, but this is the new. Here in Sunday service with the Gospel Public Ministry. So we thank God for you. Thank God for the word. May God continue to bless you and add to you. May God bless the reader, the hearer. Add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, and most of all, the doers of his word. And we decree and declare that we are doers of the word of God, and we're not just the readers and the hearers, but we are doers. And we thank God. Sister Sharon Mack, we see that you're here in service. God bless you. Sister Connie, God bless you. See that you're here. And Sister Manning, God bless you. And Sister Henderson, Jamil Henderson, and her family, God bless you. We see you are coming into Sunday service, and we thank God for you. The word will go forward here by Pastor Tawanika Manning. We're going to go to a praise and worship break, and we'll be right back for the message of the word of God here and the anointed word of God. And we thank God, be ready to receive more of a teaching this Sunday, so get your pen and your paper and be ready for the word. And we just thank God for all that he's doing. Amen.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worry. fear.
I love it.
But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, we thank you, God. So now we have made it to the message part of the service today. We thank God for this beautiful woman of God, you know, my beautiful wife, Tawanika, Pastor Tawanika Manning. So here she is. You know, she has been called. She is a prophetess of God. So enjoy this word. I know I will. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Pastor. I give our honor to God and all members of the church and all who are here in attendance. So the Lord is the head of my life and the lift of my head. So I'm just grateful to be here once again and to see all that's in service today and all that are still on the way right now. We thank God because he's made a way. As me and Pastor says, we are welcoming everyone to begin the service today. Even though the church, even though the doors have closed of the building, church is still open. We are the church. So open up your church right
that's
now to receive the word of God and what God is saying to you so that you can be delivered, so that you can be set free. A lot of us need accountability. We need to be accountable for our walk in Christ. We need accountability. A lot of us don't have we're not accountable. So we sometimes we need to get someone to help us get a partner, the accountability partner to help us walk this walk. So we thank God. Don't get confused or misconstrued just because the building is closed. You are the church. So open up your church.
Right.
Open up the doors of the church, which is you. Open up your doors right now. And
that's
receive
right.
what God has for you. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your word. For I am your servant, Father God.
Yes,
it's not about me, Lord God. So I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me. Holy Spirit, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for sending the Holy Spirit, which is our comforter. Heavenly Father, it is written in your word according to John chapter 10 that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, I am one of your sheep. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach me to hear your voice distinctly and clearly according to John chapter 10, Lord God, as I preach your word. Not my word, but your word, that thy will be done right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I surrender over my will to you, Father God. I ask you, Lord God, to increase your anointing on me right now to clearly hear and know your voice and not that of a stranger, oh God. I ask you to do this in the name of your son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give me the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice right now. And I ask you to do this according to John 16 and 23, Father God. Arise, oh God, right now over all that is in service today, oh God, and just have your way. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I can't thank you enough, but yet and still I thank you. I bind my mind right now to the will of God. I bind my mind right now to the will of God and my mind with the will of Christ Jesus, my Lord and Savior. And I just want to say thank you. Have your way right now, Holy Spirit of living God. Touch all right now in service. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen. Again, welcome. I thank God for you. I thank God for my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and the word that went forward that he gave in Scripture. And we just thank God for this time. Today we're going to be talking about the word for it is have. You have authority, and you need to know your authority. Know your authority. Mm-hmm. God has given us the authority that we can speak those things and establish those things here in the earth in our life. We have the authority, but a lot of us don't understand that we have the authority. And Satan has come to rob you of that authority and confuse you to make you think that you don't have the authority by placing doubt in your spirit. So you're operating with the spirit of doubt. So today we're talking about the word is know your authority because you have authority. Amen? You have authority.
Amen.
Know your authority. The Bible says in Genesis, I'm going to start off in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28, as we're talking about knowing your authority, so now that you can pick up your authority and you can begin using the power and the authority that God has given you. You have power and the authority. God has given us the power and the authority from the beginning. So we're going to talk about knowing your authority, knowing that you have the authority, and knowing how to use that authority and power that God has given you. And we look in the book of Genesis, yeah, chapter 1, 26 and 28. A lot of us are starving. A lot of us are hurting. A lot of us are going through so much because we don't know the authority that God has given us. We don't know the power that God has given us. We don't know the power and the authority that was given to us from the beginning. It's right here in the book. The Bible says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. And you know, if you don't read the word for yourself and have an understanding, ask God to give you an understanding of the word so you can understand you already have power and the authority. The moment you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you receive the power and the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Of that, not any other name, not in the name of man or woman, but in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, my Lord, my God, we thank you. Again, we're in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. Let me know, Pastor, if I'm moving too fast, because you know me, I get excited about the word of God and the work of the things of God, because when people don't see, that's the trickery of the enemy, is if he can get you. If he can get you in a place where you don't even know that you have, well, think about it. The moment you realize you can get into a place that you had the code to get in, you know, all this time you've been having it, but you didn't even know you had the code to get into a place. The moment you have the code to access those things in your life, will you not use the code? So the enemy tries to confuse us and, you know, take away and have doubt of the authority and the power that God has given us. But when you realize that you have the power and the authority, see, a lot of us don't know that we have a power and the authority, right? Yeah, because we are believers and we can use that power and the authority right now to speak over our life in the name of Jesus Christ and receive that we're speaking to come to pass. Well, my Lord, my God. So if you have what it takes to access that power and authority, will you not use it? See, some of us don't even know that we have it, but the moment you realize that you have it, the moment you realize you got the key to open the door, you're going to start using that key. Are you going to just hide the key? Are you going to give the key away? Are you going to use that key? So once you know you have the authority and power, you walk in that power and authority. You begin to use that thing that gives you access. You don't see the devil wants you to feel like you've been denied access. Though the door may be closed, it does not mean that it's not open. I'm gonna say that again. Because the door says it's closed or the door is closed does not mean it's not open. Have you ever been to a place and the door was shut closed, but if you turn it off and you go in and the door is actually open? So even though it looks like it's closed, hallelujah, when you have a power and authority, hallelujah, you can speak those things as though they are, and open that thing that looks closed, amen? Because now you know you have the power and the authority because you believe and you have faith. So then you're walking by faith and not by sight. So though the door looks closed, and you realize because you have the power and the authority, you can open that thing that looks closed, amen? So we're in Genesis. Genesis 1, chapter 1, again, you all, I can speak a little fast. I'm not going to keep you long as we're, you know, winding down here in Sunday service. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 28, in the beginning, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Amen. And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them, me and you. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So here you have power and authority. Uh-huh. God has given you power and the authority over all that is on the earth. Hallelujah. So so let's talk about this chapter, and then we'll go on to speak more about the power and the authority that you have, and God has given you this in the beginning. When we look at verse 28, as we talk about dominion here, dominion. So to have dominion over something is to have absolute authority and control over it. God has ultimate rule over the earth, and he exercised his authority with loving care. So when God delegated some of his authority to us, the human race, he expected us to take responsibility for the environment and the other creatures that share our planet. So we must not be careless and wasteful as we fulfill this charge. God was careful how he made this earth, so we must not be careless about how we take care of it. So understand right here what the Bible saying, you have the authority. God has given you the authority and the power.
Uh-huh.
And you go, oh, I do? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You have power and the authority. You just need, you need to know today that you have that power, you have that authority to speak those things as though they are, and it shall be established. Now let me break it down for you a little bit more. So as new creations, we have been put in a position of power and authority, a position dedicated to us by God the Father through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Along with that authority came certain responsibilities. Now there's responsibilities of this power and authority that God has given us. So let me explain God's word concerning that position and the authority that he has given, that he has the authority that we have in Christ Jesus. So when we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, when we go to Colossians, the book of Colossians and chapter 1 and 13 says that you were delivered from the power of darkness. The word power is literally translated authority. So you have been delivered from the power or authority of darkness and placed into God's kingdom. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So go ye, the word says, go ye therefore, in Matthew 28:18-19, that power was given to you as part of your inheritance in Christ Jesus. So now that we become in Christ, we now receive the inheritance. So now we have the inheritance, y'all. This is an inheritance. We inherit this because now we are part of Christ. Christ is in us. So we have inherited that all that Christ has. So we have entered into this authority because of your part in him, because you're part in Christ. So now you have the authority. You understand? Now you have that authority. Know your authority and power that God has given you. So the word says that righteousness has come upon all men. According to Romans 5:18, you may ask then, why don't all become righteous? Because in order to receive it, you have to act on righteousness from the point of authority. Amen? So as a human being, you are man and woman, you have to make a choice. There's a choice that needs to be made here so that you can fully receive the power and the authority that God has given through Jesus Christ. So I made a choice to receive Jesus Christ as Lord of my life, as you have made the choice to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. So at that moment, the righteousness that had been upon me and that's upon you came inside of you. So now it's inside of you. So as I was made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, according to 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says that he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. So then you understand how you became righteous, right? Because now you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That has come inside of you. So that is now inside of you, not just on you, but inside of you. So Jesus succeeded in securing our all power by going to the cross, dying in a horrible death and suffering the penalty for sin and defeating Satan in the pit of hell. He came to earth as a man for one reason and one reason alone, to recapture the authority that Satan has stolen through Adam's disobedience in the garden. So that's where it was stolen. That's where it was taken. So Jesus had to come and recapture that was stolen because of Adam's disobedience. I hope y'all follow me right here. So Jesus was called the lost Adam. When we look at 1 Corinthians 15:45, you all can write it down and go back to it later. 1 Corinthians 15:45, it says, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. And I say it again, it says 1 Corinthians 5:45. It says the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, became a life-giving spirit. A life-giving spirit. So after securing that power and authority, he freely gave it over into the hands of those who would believe on him, which is you and I. Do you believe? Because that's the point. If Satan gets you to doubt and not believe, then you cannot receive this power and authority that God has given us. But you have to first believe so that you can receive. We always say that you have to believe. The Bible tells us, believe and receive. And when you receive Jesus Christ, you receive this power and the authority that Jesus had. Now we have inherited this power and the authority. So it's not enough for us to just simply accept Jesus' work at Calvary. We are held responsible for much more. more. Jesus' words in Mark 16 were not intended for the early church alone. His words are just as vital as and real today as when they were first spoken. Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection from the dead. So his words to them from the basic foundation of the work of the New Testament church, it was a time, it was at a time that he delegated the authority, listen here, the authority to carry out that work. So when we look here in verse 15, Jesus says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs, the Bible says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In the name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink up any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Understand, you have the authority and the power to cast out demons. You have the power and authority to lay hands and heal and recover. You have the power and the authority to speak those things and it shall be established. You have the power and the authority. But until you understand and believe that, you will never receive that. But the moment that you believe and receive, you shall receive the power and the authority in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have the authority, you all. No.
And meet the Lord Jesus.
The power and the authority that you have right now. Just as the Bible says, that the power of the tongue, there's power. There's life and death in the tongue. There's power in your mouth. There's power. How do you get that power? You get Jesus. When you get Jesus, you get power. You have the authority and the power. Then you can speak those things, and it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. And you can speak to that mountain and say, move, and it shall be moved because you have that power. And as long as you believe and receive, you shall speak it, and it shall be established. You shall walk in it, and it shall be established. You shall walk in power and authority of the Holy Spirit of the living God, and it shall be done in the name of Jesus Christ. We don't pray and not believe. We believe and then we pray because we have the power and the authority.
Right.
And when we pray, we believe. And then when we get up, we stand and know that it's already done because we have the power and the authority. And it is God that has given us the power through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We have you all. We have authority to preach the gospel. The Bible says again, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Every born-again believer has the authority and responsibility to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in this earth. If you can't go, then you can send someone in your place. And these signs shall follow them that believe. I want you to notice that who is to do all these things? Then they believe. The signs will follow the believers. Believers, understand, believer. If you're not a believer, ask God, help me with my unbelief. I want to become that believer. Lord, there's something in me that's not right. And for some reason, I still have doubt. Lord, search my heart right now. Oh, Lord, increase me in faith right now. Oh, Lord, help me with my unbelief so that I can receive the authority and the power to walk in it, to speak in it, to live in it, believe in it, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, in the name.
The Bible, right here, we look at the believers. So the signs will follow the believers who act in faith and boldly speak in Jesus' name. That's a part that you have to do. You have a responsibility. The Bible said the signs will follow the believers, those that believe who act in faith. You got to act in faith. And you boldly speak in the name of Jesus, not in your name, and not because you got money or because you got status, because you're a man or because you're a woman, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, not because you're fine and beautiful, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall lay hands on the sick. The believer is the one with the power and the authority to do these things. If you decree and declare that you are a believer, then you can speak and you can speak with power and authority, and you can receive, because it tells us the believer is the one with the power and the authority to do these things. If you're asking yourself, why this is not happening to me, why this is not going, maybe you need to check your unbelief, because it is for the believer. When we look at verse 20, it says that they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs, and following God will confirm his word, you all. But first, it has to be put forth. That is where you and I come in, and God does not preach. He has given us the authority to do the preaching. God will not lay hands on the sick. He will bring the healing. But you and I as believers must lay hands on the sick by faith, believing that God will perform his word. Amen? We have the authority to stand against Satan. You got to understand, you ain't got to be scared of Satan or what he's doing or Satan's ages and his tactics and his trickery. You and you have the power and the authority to stand against Satan. One of the most vital areas of believers' authority is his power, is our power to successfully stand against Satan. You all, when we look at Ephesians 4:27, go write this down. Ephesians 4:27 says, neither give place to the devil. Neither give place to the devil. In the sixth chapter of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul describes the armor that we as believers are to wear in combat against Satan. He explains each piece of that armor. It is the armor of God, but not once does he say that God will put the armor on you or that God will fight the devil for you. You, hallelujah, you. Is the understood
right.
subject of this verse. You,
right.
he says, you be
you
strong in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You put on the whole armor of God that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You take the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. God has given you the power and the authority to stand against Satan and his destructive
yes.
works. He has provided the armor, but it is your responsibility, my responsibility as a believer to put on that armor and stand against the devil. The Bible says in James 4:7, it says that you resist the devil and he will flee from you. So the armor and the weapons are at your disposal. God is there with you
yeah.
to back his word, but all is worthless as you take your position. So we pray for divine positioning of authority and assume the responsibility to use what he has provided. So you have the power and the authority to take the word of God, the name of Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit, and run Satan out of your affairs. Don't pray and ask God to
yeah.
fight Satan for you. You are the one in authority. Take your responsibility and speak directly to Satan yourself and stand your ground firmly, and he will please. Devil, you a liar. You gotta get behind me, Satan. You and all your agents right now. What you're trying to do won't work. I said, get out of here. I'm gonna crush your neck. You have the power and the authority,
yeah.
and he must flee. You ain't got to go
right.
to God, get rid of the devil for me. He just tearing up everything. No, you speak to the devil. You tell him to flee.
Right.
You tell him to go. You tell it ain't working. You have the power and the authority,
hallelujah.
But you got to believe it. The Bible says we got to believe it to receive that power and the authority.
That's
you got to
right.
have Jesus Christ. Huh? And if you don't, in the name of Jesus Christ, huh? you speak it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
You have the authority
hallelujah.
And the power. You have it.
Yes.
We are seated with him, you all. We are seated with him in high, and him in authority. In the first chapter
yes.
of Ephesians, Paul prayed a prayer for the body of believers in Ephesus. One part of that prayer was that they know the exceeding greatness of his power to those who believe. We're talking about believing, because that's what a lot of us, we have the problem with believing. That we have this power and authority, believing that Jesus really came and died for me and all this, believing that we can be saved, believing that if I speak, it shall be done, believing. So if we can believe, we can receive. We're looking at Ephesians 1:19,
yes.
he says here, as he prayed this prayer, that exceeding great power and the same power that God used to raise Jesus from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenlies. So Ephesians 1:21 tells us that Jesus is seated far above all principality and power and might and dominion,
yes.
every name that is named. So the work God did in Jesus was supreme. He raised Jesus from the dead and set him far above all other authority, not only in this world, but also in heaven. In the heavenly world. When we look at these verses
that's
here,
right.
and then in verse 22 says that God has put all things under his feet and made him head over the church. We are the church, which is his body. Where are the seed? Where are the seed is the question. They're in the body. As believers, we are part of his
yes.
body, and we are seated with him that in that highly exalted place of authority. Praise God. Look at Ephesians in chapter 2. And the Bible says, and you had he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. And even when we are dead in sins, God had quickened us together with Christ. And
yes.
had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Yeah, my. So we are seated right now together with him. We are seated together
Amen.
Right now with him. Where is that? Far above all principality and power and might and dominion. As a believer, you have accepted the substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus at Calvary. Therefore, you are part of his body and are seated with him right now in the heavenly places, equipped with the same power, the same authority that he has. Do you know your power and authority? Know your power and authority so you can start using this, using your power and authority from this day forward, so you can walk in as strong and firm and confident and speak. The great power that God worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead is the same creative power of God that worked in you to make you alive when
That's
you
right.
were dead in your trespasses and sins. The moment you made Jesus Christ the
That's
Lord
right.
of your life, that same power was exercised on your dead, regenerated spirit, causing it to be reborn in the likeness of God himself. Any man who is in Christ Jesus is a new creation. All things have passed away, and all things are made new. My Lord, my God, and all things are of God, my Lord. So as
oh, yes.
believers here, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, as believers, we are part of his body and we are seated with him in a highly exalted place of authority.
Amen.
We have the power of God's word to exercise our authority, you all. We have that power. And the same day when the even has come and he said it unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, this is a word from the Bible. The Bible says, and the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow, and they awoken him and said unto him, Master, cares thou not that we perish? And he rose and rebuked the wind, hallelujah, and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And the Bible says in Mark 4:35-40, and he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Jesus spoke these words, let us pass over to the other side. And there was enough power and authority in those words to accomplish the job. One thing I want you to notice is that Jesus did not take command of the ship to see that his words were carried out. He walked to the back of the boat and went to sleep. Jesus delegated the authority to his disciples, and they accepted it. But when the storm came, they were filled with fear as the boat would sink at that time. So Jesus had to carry out the responsibility of the authority that he had delegated to them by rebuking the wind, my Lord, my God. You have the power and the authority to take the word of God, the name of Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit, and run Satan out of your affairs right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to see the parallel here. You are the captain of your ship. You have control over your own life, your spirit, your soul, and your body. Jesus has dedicated power or authority over Satan to you as a believer. You are to give him no place in your life. You are born of the Spirit of God. You are filled with the Spirit of God. You have been given the Word of God. Those three elements are enough for you to carry out your spiritual authority here on earth today. You don't need any more power. You have all power necessary. You simply have to exercise your authority. Jesus has already done
Hallelujah.
Everything necessary to secure the authority and power over sin, over sickness. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we just want to say
yeah.
thank you right now over every demon, over
thank
every
you,
and power and rulers of darkness. Faith action to receive that authority and join right now with him in the name of Jesus Christ in this earth. You are the one to be strong in the Lord in the power of his might.
Thank
he's given you the power and the authority. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have authority
Hallelujah.
To act as new creations. New creations, the old has passed away. Let go of the old. Start looking back at what you used to be and used to do and how it used to be. And oh, now that I'm doing this and everything falling apart, I'm fasting, I'm praying, I'm reading my word every day, and I'm sustaining from this and that, but things are still happening. You have authority to act as new creations. Hebrews 2:14 says that foremost, as then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. So Jesus partook of flesh and blood so that you could partake of spirit and life. For you to partake of that spirit and life, you must take the responsibility of standing in the place of authority as a new creation in Christ Jesus that you are. You are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed by the word of God. It was the word, hallelujah. It was the word, Almighty God, that was injected into your spirit, man, to bring about the new birth in your life. When the church was first beginning, Acts 12 and 24, or describes it as the word growing and multiplying. The word is in you, but you are the one who must be willing to allow it to work in you. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21 and 24 says that if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God has created in righteousness and true holiness. You are the one in authority. It is your responsibility to put off the old man. It is your responsibility to put off the old woman, the regenerated man and woman that you were before you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit does the actual work in you, but you must make the decision to allow him to do it. God has never forced his will on any person. You gotta ask God, let thy will be done. You put off the old man. You use the word of God to renew your mind. You, I'm talking to you, use the word of God to renew your mind. You put on the new man, which is created in righteousness and true holiness. We thank you, God.
Know your authority.
You have authority, but you need to know the authority. We can minister and walk from a point of authority, you all. I'm going to wrap up here. God's power in his word. God's power is in his word, you all. He's upholding all things by the word of his power. So we must get the word of God in us. Receive the power. God's power is in his word. Are you in his word? Hebrews 1 and 3 tells us this. You need to learn to minister and walk from a point of authority. In his earthly ministry, Jesus said such things as, be thou made whole, take up your bed and walk. Then to a lame man, Peter said in Acts 3 and 6, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He too ministered and spoke from a point of authority. He came to earth as a man for one reason, to recapture the authority that Satan has stolen through Adam, through disobedience, you all. It is time for you as a believer to begin to act that way. You have obtained an inheritance, and in that inheritance, you have been given all authority. The God of the universe lives inside of you. He lives and walks in you. Become God inside minded, and you will begin to walk in this point of authority.
Amen.
Keep right on building yourself up in your inheritance. You live in a world that is full of evil influences. Satan wants to see to it that you forget the reality of being born again. He wants to see it to that you never realize your place of authority in Christ Jesus, because if you do, that power you walk in makes you absolutely dangerous to him. He has no defense against you when you walk in the power of God's word, when you see the word that you are in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, that you're in Christ Jesus, because if you do, that power you walk in makes you absolutely dangerous to him. He has no defense against you when you walk in the power of God's word, when you see in the word that you are in Christ Jesus, that you are in him, then confess it with all of your heart. Then you will be strong, standing at a point of authority and operating in inheritance in him. As you do this, the power of God will always be available to work in your behalf. Praise God right now. You have the power and the authority. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Devil, we have fought you out. Devil, every crack and crevices and every dark place of our life that you're trying to hide in. Devil, every person that you're sent to confuse. Devil, every spirit of God, we call you out because we have the power and the authority. We decree and declare that you are dead. We uproot every seed and every root and every tentacle today. And we decree and declare every seed has been planted to cause destruction and confusion, sickness and disease, bacteria and vice, confusion and division in our marriage, division in our family, gossip and greed. We come against you right now, lust and fantasy. We come against you right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And we pick up our authority today. And we decree and declare that we are the righteousness of God. We decree and declare that we are overcome through Christ Jesus. We decree the crown victory is ours in the name of Jesus Christ. No more, devil. My Lord, my God. You are dead to us as we are dead to sin. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're washed in the blood. Mighty God. you're able. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for saving us. Thank you, Lord God. It is you, Lord God, that give us the power to give well. It is you, Father God, that has done it for us all on the cross. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your name.
Amen.
At this time, we open up the doors of the church. But there's one. You say, you know what, I want to rededicate my life to Christ. Do so at this time. We don't have the next hour, nor do we have all day. We don't know what the next hour is going to bring, the next minute. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, or next Sunday, if we're going to be here. You say, Lord, I'm tired. I want to give it all over. I want to take up my authority and power, and I want to use that power and authority in my life so my life can turn and change, oh, God. I want to do thy will, not my own will anymore, oh, God. This is your time right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in need of a church home, we'd like to extend it out to you right now with the Gospel Public Ministries. Me and my husband right now, we'd love to have you. Hallelujah. And walk with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pray with you. We thank God for you. We will begin to have baptism. It won't be till next year as we're going back into the building that we'll be able to baptize. But as of now, you know, we just thank God. We ask God to baptize you right now with the Holy Ghost and with fire. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. If there's anyone that needs prayer right now, we want to pray with you and for you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All you have to do is press 1. I'm sorry, I didn't say to press 1. If you're needing prayer, cover those in your family. We thank God for you. We're always praying for you. We love you. We love you. We thank God for you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, all that you're doing, all that you're about to do. We thank you, Father God, that the word that went forth today in service, Father God, it will touch all, Lord God, and it will penetrate, Lord God. Oh, it will take root and manifest right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Knowing that you, Lord God, give us the power and the authority, Lord God, that we're not by ourselves, your word, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, we like to pray for those that are on the prayer list, Lord God. Oh, Lord, those that are on the line, their family members and loved ones, those that are slept, those that are in the hospital, our children. We pray for this nation. We pray for Israel, God. We live for Kim Blake, Sam, Sean Denise, Irma Anderson, Eliza James, Akil Mackey. We look at Bonnie right now. We look at Arita Jones, Jill Bonnie, Archie Emerson, Ruthie Mae Green, Brenda Gale, and Vera. We look at the Manning family, the Jackson family. We look them up. We look at the Henderson family, the Dillard family. We lift them up right now, God.
In the name
we lift
of Jesus.
Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We lift up my mother, Carol Dillard, right now. We lift up Grandma Helen Manning right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up Sasha Mackey and her family also. We lift up Cousin Ann right now. And Bernstein in Louisiana. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We look at Darvina Dudley and her family and Sharon Mack and her daughters and grandchildren right now. Father God, you know all about it. You're God that can do all things with still. You're all-knowing and all-seeing, God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you right now for answered prayers. Lord, for deliverance, oh, God. Lord, touch in every situation, oh, God. Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, God, that you increase us in faith right now, Father God. Lord, help us with our unbelief, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we thank you, Father God, even for our guest on today, Ms. Connie, her son is here, and his wife that's in Sunday service. We thank you, Father God, for them, Lord God. We pray their strength and peace. We pray for every marriage, Lord God, that you will continue to strengthen our marriages, Father God. We know that the devil is mad and upset because he does not like marriage because of the favor, oh, Father God, and the power when the two come together in your name, Lord God, ordained by you. So, Father God, I pray for every marriage right now that you will strengthen and bless, guide, and keep, Father God, build it more in love and understanding and happiness and joy, Father God, for you are the lift. Give the head of our life and the lift of our heads, oh God. So I ask that you continue to strengthen right now in the name of Jesus Christ, every husband and every wife, oh God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. And everyone that's single out there that's waiting on their husband or wives, we pray for them, Father God, that you will prepare them, oh God, as they wait, oh God, and that man that is seeking to find, oh God, that you will prepare him for the time to go out to seek and to find in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for answered prayer. It's in Jesus' name we pray. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and with the promises of God. It's in Jesus' holy name that we pray, that we come together, and to God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen,
amen,
amen. So at this time we have tithes and offering. If you want to go ahead and sow into the ministry, the Gospel Public Ministry, pay your tithes and offering to us. We're on Cash App under Pastor Chantel, and that's PASTOR, capital S, lowercase H-A-N-T-E-L-L, Pastor Chantel. If you want to send it by another way, just give us a call on our personal line at 346-719-3349. We'll give you other options. Right now, we use Cash App, and we use Facebook under Taiwanese Morning. You can actually do that through your messenger. Some of us have it set up, I do, and a couple of our members, we use that different way to pay our tithes and offering. And then Walmart to Walmart as well. You can send it to Taiwanese Commandy. But just call and we'll give you the information you need to do that. So we thank God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes and give offering according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you have given us as a tither, Father God. And Heavenly Father, you know that we are tithers, and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed your word by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3:10. Heavenly Father, you've promised us according to your word that because we pay our tithes, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that there shall not be room enough to receive. Father God, and those who purpose their heart to pay but are not in a position to give an offering or pay their tithes, Father God, we pray, Lord God, for financial increase and support so that they be able to restore their stewardship to the kingdom.
Yes,
Lord God,
Father,
we just want to thank you. Heavenly
yes.
Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because we are tithers, that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask you, Lord, to rebuke the devourer for our sake because we are obedient, Lord God, and paying our tithes. And Heavenly Father, your word says that you promise to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. And Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finance, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you that our vine not cast fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us or any of our family members, our finances, our fruits, and our ground, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families and our finances, our fruits, and our grounds. Boy, Lord, we ask that you bless them right now. Lord God, bless us right now with your seven blessings of the tither, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you to give us fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tither, according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings right now. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed. Oh God, let our family rise up and call us blessed because we are tithers in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, let there be no lack in those
yes,
who are here today, Father God. May all that they need be met. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, for you know all and see all. We love you. We give it all over to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Benediction.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we thank God for the word that went forth today.
Yes, Lord.
Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great
yes,
shepherd,
God,
the sheep, through the blood of everlasting covenant, make you perfect
yes,
in every good work, work it in you, which is well and pleasing in the sight of Christ Jesus. To whom
yes,
be glory
Lord,
forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
amen. God
amen.
Bless
we
you
thank
all.
God for you.
We love you.
Yes, Lord.
We can't wait to
yes,
be with you again.
Yes, I bless you all. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because we love you. I love you. My husband loves you. Please come again. We bless you to enjoy peace and enjoy the rest of this day. And we bless you right now to be at a place of joy in your life. We bless you to have God's people around you and about you. We bless you to be in a restful place of people for people in a safe place for those that can come to you. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. Amen. God bless you
amen,
all. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. And we have the announcements. I almost forgot the announcements. My sister Dillard. Huh? Sorry about that, Sister Dillard. Let me bring Sister Dillard in. Where are you, Sister Dillard? There you go. And the announcements right there. We forgot. Sorry, Sister Dillard. Go ahead.
Am I in?
You in.
Yeah,
we can hear you. God bless you.
Thank you for the sermon today. It was real
amen,
nice. And our announcements are for today are on Monday At 6 a.m., we have intercessory prayer, and we fast from 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. Then on Tuesday, schedule one-on-one counseling prayer. And on Wednesday, we have Bible study conference. You can call us at 732-434-2510. Then on Thursday night at 8 p.m., we have the
We're now at 845, Sister Dilla, sorry to interrupt you.
The 845-277-9213. Again, 845-277-9213 on Wednesday night. And then on Thursday night, we have the Preacher and the Pastor show. And the number we call is 845-277-9213. And then we have ministers. We have Sunday service, 2 p.m. And then we have minister training classes starting every Saturday, October the 24th, 2020, from 12 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. for 12 weeks. Please register by next month so you can get your material. If you need to get your material, you can call Pastor Chantel at 346-719-3349. She can give you the rest of the information. And then on every third Sunday, we go out ministering to feed the hunger, to feed the homeless. So we're, if you want to give donations, you can call Pastor Chantel on her number. So we're taking up donations so we can help feed the homeless. And
have a great Sunday. God bless you. God bless everybody that's here today. It's just been a wonderful service, a full service. So we thank God. We love you. Ain't nothing y'all can do about it. Enjoy your day. Love you, honey. Love you, mama.
Love you too.
Bye bye.
Come on, put your hands together.